Hello everyone, this is Monita from monitabaker.com. Today is Thursday, May 3rd, 2018. And in today's message, I want to share with you how to de-stress and get happy with feng shui. Now in today's world of daily stress, anxieties, and expectation, we often come under a lot of pressure, which can directly affect our mood, making us less positive and less self-assured. Now, one daily activity that we can do to calm the chaos is meditation. Meditation has a profound calming effect on the body and helps to clear our minds and bring about feelings of peace and a general sense of awareness and sense of well-being. It is a wonderful chance to tap into your personal abundance of creative energy. Scientific studies have shown that a regular meditation practice makes you happier. How does this happen? Well, it causes the pituitary gland in our brain to secrete endorphins, and these endorphins help elevate our mood, and they have a positive effect on the whole body. They also alter our brain activity to enhance the area associated with positive emotional experiences. Now, these endorphins also act as a means of reducing stress levels in the brain. So by meditating, you can stop worrying about the little things in life and concentrate on the promotion of the positive feelings and the positive aspects of your life. Meditating also helps you to focus by allowing you to learn how to discipline yourself. And when you address tasks, your mind will focus more naturally, and you will experience an increased efficiency in your thoughts and in your life. Now, I know we've all had a bout with insomnia once or twice. Well, studies have shown that those who meditate enhance their slow-wave sleep pattern, which can help fight insomnia. Focusing the mind on mental and physical processes will help the relaxation process and consequently help us to get to sleep. Now, as the research on meditation grows, it is becoming more obvious that meditation does for the mind what feng shui does for one's surroundings. It helps to clear out the cobwebs, removing the mental clutter and chatter that has been collecting sometimes since childhood, and helps us delete that constant "I can't" and "nothing good ever happens to me" negative loop message that can play in our minds. We use feng shui principles to remove the negative things, the negative thoughts, sounds, and people from our personal environment, and then we enhance them with positive things to support and uplift us. These things such as plants, pets, colors, even pictures, things that represent encouragement. Now I've shared some of the benefits of meditation, but what if you don't have a meditation space? Not to worry. It is quite simple to create your very own sacred space using the principles of feng shui. When we create a sanctuary area or a personal space conducive for meditation, the result is a peace-filled, calming area that will be ready for you to easily drop into a deep meditation every time you come to this space. Now, the first thing we want to do is to dedicate an area for your meditation practice. So find a corner in the bedroom, maybe a quiet spot on the patio, or even a place out in the garden, someplace where you feel comfortable and you won't be disturbed. If possible, make sure you're sitting on a chair or yoga style on the floor. Now that you have physically defined your meditation space, the next step is to declutter your sanctuary. Now, it is very important to energetically clear the space so you can set your intentions. Now, as in traditional feng shui practice, you need to clear anything from this area that is distracting or any items that will interfere with your practice. The only thing you really need in this space is the floor, perhaps a pillow or mat for sitting on, or a comfortable chair, and a small side table. To clear this area energetically, I love to use a small bottle of rose water. Now get a little spray bottle of this wonderful smell and then just abundantly spray the area to clear out any negative energy. And spray the entire room if the space is part of a larger area. Now we want to energize your meditation area. This is where you set your intentions and enhance this space with the items to enrich your meditative experience. Now on your little side table, you can place a candle in a safe container and light it whenever you're meditating. You can also play meditative music or even a meditation guided CD to help you. These are especially helpful in the beginning. You can also use essential oils, burn incense, or even fragrant resins. I absolutely love copal incense. It's one of my favorites to burn whenever I'm doing meditation. You can also add any stones or crystals here that have special significance to you also. And one last thing, make sure you have a notebook and a pen available for jotting down your ideas and thoughts that come to you during and once you're done with your meditation. And as you clear the clutter from your mind, expect to see an increase in your focus, in your creativity. Now, when we meditate, we clear away the information overload that builds up every day and contributes to our stress levels. Now, the emotional benefits of meditation can include gaining a new perspective on stressful situations, building skills to manage our stress, increasing our self-awareness, focusing on the present moment, reducing negative emotions and feelings, increasing our imagination and creativity, and increasing our patience and tolerance. And I think we all can use a little more patience and tolerance right now. Now, there are many types of meditation and relaxation techniques, and they all share the same goal of achieving inner peace. Different ways include guided meditation. Now, sometimes this is called guided imagery or visualization. And with this method of meditation, you form mental images of places or situations that you find relaxing. And use as many senses as possible, such as smells, sights, sounds, and textures. You might try a mantra meditation. Now, in this type, you silently repeat a calming word, thought, or phrase to prevent the distracting thoughts from coming through. You might try mindfulness meditation. This type of meditation is based on being mindful or having an increased awareness and acceptance of living in the present moment. You focus on what you experience during the meditation, such as the flow of your breath. And you can observe your thoughts and emotions, but let them pass without judgment or attachment. You can also try a moving meditation, like Qigong, yoga, or Tai Chi. These forms combine meditation, relaxation, physical movement, and breathing exercises to restore and maintain balance. And just in case you're wondering, there is no right or wrong way to meditate, and there is no specific length of time that you should meditate. Maybe the only rule is to do it regularly to obtain the benefits that you seek in your life. When you combine feng shui principles and the practice of meditation, you have an amazing formula for creating a more peace-filled, prosperous, successful life. Thank you for listening in to today's episode on how to de-stress and get happy with feng shui. If you're looking for more tips like what you heard on today's episode, stop on over at my website, www.monitabaker.com. And sign up for my free 30-day transformation program, Reclaim Your Life with Feng Shui. I would love to hear your feedback on today's topic. Drop your comments in the box below. This is Monita from monitabaker.com signing off, hoping you have a beautiful day. And as always, happiness is now.